Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Make it legendary. Welcome back to the show. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Always great to have you with us on this Thursday. Coming up, the rankings have changed in a big way. We'll tell you why we each have a new top five in the National Football League. So yesterday, Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, just went off on quarterback Justin Fields, basically saying how he's not any good, how it's up to Aaron Glenn. Oh, you can start whoever you want, but also I don't like this guy, or he's not playing well. Justin Fields responded, and I thought this was pretty classy, where when the owner of the team goes off on you, or maybe goes off as too strong, but he pretty much was pretty heavy-handed in his criticism, right? So Justin Fields says, it's not going to make me play better. It's not going to give me more confidence on the field, so I don't think there's necessarily a point in talking about that, and I doubt he'll come and talk to me. So good on Justin Fields for rising above here. I mean, he's right. What is this criticism going to do? Is it going to elevate Justin Fields' play? This is a classic. This is why the Jets are so dysfunctional, because an owner should not speak that way about his quarterback. This is one of those things you keep in house. Like, of course Justin Fields isn't playing well. He was benched in the second half last week. We all know this. But are you helping or are you hurting the cause when you come out and you criticize your starting quarterback in this way? You're doing nothing but damaging your organization. And so I credit Justin Fields a lot for not sort of giving in here and just saying, this isn't going to help, but I'm going to go out and I'm going to do my thing and I won't let this affect me. I don't know what else he could do except maybe fire back, but I would imagine the temptation was there to do that.
Oh, I'm sure, but I think he's probably already learned to rise above it, because this is not his first rodeo. Like, I feel like for such a young guy, he's already gone through quite a bit of, like, adversity and, like, hot takes as a quarterback in the NFL. Because, like, being a quarterback for the Bears and having that potential and then people saying, well, he can't throw the football. Then he goes to the Steelers, and then he's in a quarterback battle with Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson takes over the job. So it feels to me like he is a young guy that's kind of been through it.
Yeah.
And my next question is this. Of all the quarterbacks in the NFL, there is somebody lurking underneath the surface that feels to me that might have the career trajectory of somebody like Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield, or even to a lesser extent, Geno Smith, to where it's these backups that have been passed around the league, but they build this tolerance to adversity. And they see a lot of things playing for a lot of teams that maybe they're not great quarterbacks now, but maybe one day they could be. Do you think Justin Fields falls under that category?
I don't think so. I think that he has some tools. Trying to be positive here. I think he has some tools, and there are times when he flashes. But I think even when he came out, there were some question marks whether his skill set would translate to the NFL, whereas the other guys, I think it was an easier transition or it was an easier projection. And based on what we see from Justin Fields, I just don't know. I feel like he's suited to be a very good backup. And I will also say it's not fair to have to play with the Jets for anyone. You know what I mean? It's such a dysfunctional organization that there's a reason why careers die in the Meadowlands with the Jets. Like, Sam Darnold was there. You know what I mean? There's a perfect example. Mm-hmm. When he was with the Jets, what was going on? He had mono, which is one of my favorite graphics of all time. Mono! This guy's got mononucleosis. He was sitting on the bench talking about seeing ghosts. I mean, he was an absolute mess, but also he projected much more cleanly to the NFL. Justin Fields never really did that. But what happens? Sam Darnold gets out of New York City or out of the Jets organization and becomes a better player. I think Aaron Rodgers had his taste last year, didn't want another taste of that, said, no, I'm getting out. And they didn't want him either. But, you know, it's organizations that are this dysfunctional can really be hard on anyone who plays within that organization. So maybe Justin Fields has a chance, but I don't know if I necessarily see it like I saw with those other guys.
I just think it's really tough to say because, like, think about some of these quarterbacks who are really good right now. Like, yeah. Who imagined that Daniel Jones would have some of the best numbers in the NFL?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see that. I thought that, hey, he's a decent quarterback who's a fast runner, but he's kind of missing that it factor.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just a matter of fit. And maybe it takes a while for these guys to bounce around because, like we mentioned, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, and maybe the quarterback that projects like closest to that. Because remember, Sam Darnold was the first overall pick, if I'm not mistaken. Like, when he was at USC, like, people saw his skill and they're like,
yeah,
this guy is a projected NFL-style quarterback. So maybe that would be more along the lines of, like, Caleb Williams. Like, even if things don't work out in Chicago, like, he has that type of skill set to be a very talented passer. And maybe he doesn't get it right in the first few years. But if he keeps getting the opportunities and maybe he bounces around and finds the exact right fit, he could be a really good quarterback as well. And listen, I'm not here to say that, like, he can't be a great quarterback this year.
Sure.
I'm just saying if we're looking for parallels, maybe Caleb Williams is the one that kind of fits that mold.
I'll say it. He's not going to be a good quarterback this year. He's playing with the Jets. The Jets are terrible. Not maybe in the future.
No,
just
Caleb
not.
Williams. Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams. Oh, I thought you were talking about Justin Fields. I was like, I don't know. Caleb Williams is hit and miss. But also, I just want to point out when it comes to Sam Darnold, which is crazy to me, he's only 28. And for a quarterback in the NFL, you could play another 10, 12 years, which we see all the time now, and be an effective grade A starter. But doesn't it feel like he's been around for forever and he finally found his footing? He's only 28. But that's what happens with these quarterbacks who are so young and who have all of this potential. And then there's these high expectations. If you don't meet them, boom, you're discarded. But we're kind of seeing a renaissance a little bit where some of these guys who've been around, like you were talking about, once they've gotten their feet wet and once they learn the game and get a little more experience, then, okay, they're becoming really great NFL players. And maybe that can happen for Justin Fields, but not this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it is time to see where we stand on our rankings of the top five teams in the NFL before we get week eight underway. So let's find out who has the power this week.
Jinx and Chelsea tell you who has the power.
There's a power struggle.
After the weekend in the NFL.
Best team ever.
Best team ever. Who's it going to be, Chelsea? We'll start with you. You can go from 1 to 5, 5 to 1. Let's hear the power rankings.
Power rankings.
Power.
All right, so this one is based on numbers, and I feel like I can't keep overlooking the Indianapolis Colts. So with another win, we're going to rank the Colts number one in the league, at least according to some of these metrics. They have the best scoring margin in the NFL. They have one of the best run games in the NFL. Jonathan Taylor looks like he is back to his old self. Daniel Jones is looking amazing as well and making these incredible throws. And Shane Steichen is looking like the coach of the year. So I'm going to go Colts at number one. Next up at number two, we're going to go with the Lions. Good luck stopping Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh,
I mean, that guy looks like he's a cartoon character. And then what you saw with the defense, even when they were down a bunch of guys on the secondary, still putting the clamps down on the Bucs. I don't want to overreact too much to that game, and that's why we have the Bucs at three. It is very upsetting that Mike Evans is now on IR. He's going to be out for the foreseeable future. But I still like the Bucs. We have seen what Baker Mayfield can do, even with fourth, fifth, and sixth string receivers. They still have a good run defense. I'm not going to overreact too much to one game. Number four, going to go with the Patriots. Really like what we've seen from Mike Vrabel and Drake May. And what we see from this offense is the potential to get even better, because I think Drake May is still such a young guy that, you know, he can still improve for the rest of the season. And it just feels like they have that it factor where they're playing with so much confidence. And then number five, this feels a little disrespectful. Maybe I should put the Chiefs a little higher, but the Chiefs round out my top five. Because it does feel like the offense is all the way back. Now that Rashee Rice is back, and plus, this is power rankings for the regular season. If this was like, hey, who do I want to put Super Bowl bets on? This would be a little different because obviously the Chiefs have the pedigree. They have been there and done that and proved themselves in the postseason. But it's a regular season power ranking list for me, so I'm going to go Chiefs at number five.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Oh, Dylan says he needs these in the rundown. Yeah, I probably should have done that. My bad. Ooh. All right, here's what we're going to do.
Build the suspense.
Build, yeah. I didn't want anybody seeing my power rankings. Don't copy mine. And I put my notes in there as well. So here we go. Number one, Chiefs. God. Like, so tired of the Chiefs. But the Chiefs are great. They're great again. Make the Chiefs great again. Ugh. All right, they're great. They're number one. I'm not worried about their record. They look the part. They look motivated. Travis Kelce, like he said in the offseason, I'm not going out like that. I'm moving the Lions to two because the Lions just, they look like a powder keg on offense, and now defensively, at least it's, we saw that against the Bucs, like they were down a couple guys in the secondary and still looked really good. So you have a defense now that maybe rises up to match that offense, and they're going to be really, really good. And I'm not going to punish them for a loss in Green Bay to start the season and then going to Kansas City and losing to a very good Chiefs team. You have the Colts. The Colts are, I am finally in on the Colts. Like for a while there, I thought, I don't know. It's Danny Dimes. You know what I mean? When you have that reputation or you have that narrative, it's hard to break through that narrative. But I feel like that you can't argue with the results, like Bill Parcells says. You know, you are what your record says you are, you know? And so that's telling us the Colts are really good. Eagles got off the schneid last week. A.J. Brown, two touchdowns. If they can put it together on offense, they're obviously mega talented. I'll move them to four. And then the Bucs at five. Last week, the Bucs were at one, and I almost dropped them out of the mix. So I can't move them from number one to out of the top five. So I think they're probably somewhere between 3 and 5. I know you have them at 3. I'm going to go Bucks at 5.
You know who had a precipitous fall? The Chargers. Like,
oh,
obviously,
sure
I was doing research for Thursday Night Football, but, like, what the hell happened? Like, I thought they were supposed to be contending for the AFC West, and now their defense looks bad. The run blocking is atrocious. Chargers, you're chargering.
Remember the Chargers? Yeah, they were just, that one week for the Chargers was awesome. They had a great week.
That
1 week, man, nobody looked better than the L.A. Chargers for a week. So things can change so quickly in the NFL. Coming up next, we're not done because tonight, speaking of the Chargers, we get Thursday Night Football. The Vikings out in L.A. We'll preview that. Look at some props as well. That's coming up next. It is on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us on Thursday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.